Colleen down in London. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you doing?
I am well. You sent me a great article, and I always wonder if pro athletes, I'll bring up a couple of examples in terms of where they're really influential. But you brought up this great article, and it talks about this book called Deep Nutrition, which the Los Angeles Lakers contacted a nutritionist, and then their physio or their head athletic trainer got into it. And they talk about what you often talk about, raw, or not raw foods, but real unprocessed foods. And a lot of their calories coming from fats, animal fats, 50% coming from animal fats. And I mean, these are elite level athletes. These are guys whose bodies perform every day. I mean, this is it. It's their bodies that have to be attuned, and how they've really changed.
Oh, yeah.
In terms
of,
they were suffering. And they didn't know it.
They did not feel good. And the one example that she starts with in this article, Dr. Kate Shanahan, the author of Deep Nutrition, started working with Dwight Howard. And when she looked at his diet, he was eating the equivalency of about 24 candy bars a day. That's how much sugar this guy was taking in.
Stunned
at that. He wasn't feeling good at all. And so from there, of course, she's worked with other NBA players from the Lakers. I guess Dwight Howard has shifted over to the Houston team. But more and more of these NBA athletes are learning about the importance of animal fat and the detriment of eating too many carbohydrates in the diet. So these guys are all starting to stockpile grass-fed beef. They're starting to snack on things like grass-fed beef jerky. They're letting go of the processed foods, the highly industrialized oils and fats, and they're starting to feel better. So even NBA players like Kobe Bryant and Steve Nash, many of them are starting to endorse this diet because not only are they feeling better and having more energy, they're also noticing that their aches and pains, their sore knees and so on, are clearing up.
And the ultimate measure is, and these guys are pro athletes, and a lot of them would do whatever it takes, you know, to stay one more year in the league or play two more years or one more contract. They seem to be performing better, or at least to them, I feel better, I have less aches and pains, and therefore I can perform better. I can perform at a higher level. And these guys, their bodies are how they get paid.
Right,
I mean, this is it.
They may look good on the outside, Tom, but they feel horrible on the inside. I have a client who was dating a guy in the NHL, and he's still in the NHL. And she told me, she says, I know that as much as she cared about this guy, he had tons of mood issues, tons of physical ailments. His diet was horrible. She really couldn't see his career in the NHL as being very sustaining. So I'm really pleased that these NBA players have caught on to traditional eating simply because it's not only going to help them perform better in their sport, it's going to give them some nice longevity in their sport as well.
One of the things that we as humans like to do is emulate successful people. And even though these guys are not quite cutting edge, they're what we call early adapters, that they're one of the first people that these diets or these results have been out there. And you work with clients who have adapted it, and you work with clients who promote this, but they don't have the voice or the exposure that these guys do. That it's like, well, if this works for Dwight Howard, or if this works for Steve Nash, I, as a, for instance, weekend warrior or an average person, it may, you know, I'm going to try it. If it works for the guys at the high level, do you think that this will happen, that people will look at, you know, maybe it worked for you or maybe it worked for you, but here are NBA players. You know,
right. I think everybody is looking for better mood and better energy. They may not want to look like an NBA all-star athlete, but they want to have better mood and better energy. And these guys are saying that since they switched their diet to a traditional foods diet and eating more animal fat, that their moods, their energy is improving as well. And I think that's across the board, Tom. I think that's got to be a universal goal.
What's also interesting is when we look back at one of the last, when we see science comes out with these results, and then we see early adopters, and then it goes into the mainstream as, you know, just, well, it's good for our health. One of the cases where it may have worked, and I'm not saying it's not going to work here, but one of the cases to our detriment, you have to go back probably 25, 30 years ago when the term carbo loading came in for endurance athletes, and how we thought we were going to, you know what? You got a carbo load. In the smallest case, race with the most extreme events, such as a marathon? You know, did carb alerting ever work?
But give you a great buzz. I mean, it's
It propagated into just average athletes. Oh, you got a carbo load. So I'm like, no. And then carbs are like, oh, carbs are your friend. It became just almost the worst advice.
Yeah, we were completely lied to about carbo loading, you know, and you know, we are fat burners. We are not sugar burners. And so we have been.
We are sugar stores
here.
Yeah, we store sugar.
And it's going to just wear us down. Now look at these. You mentioned elite athletes like marathon runners, joggers. And sadly, these people who do these kinds of sports, they don't live very long. And it may be just a combination of the fact that they're loading up on carbs and also doing athletics that are just counterproductive to health in the long run.
So the book is called, have you read Deep Nutrition?
I have a copy, yes. And I've been in touch with Kate Shanahan. She's the medical doctor who is behind this effort and the author of that book. And she is so incredibly busy. I've tried to get her on another radio show that I'm on in London, Ontario, but she's just so incredibly busy. But this woman is a medical doctor. She went to Cornell University on top of her medical degree, and she studied biochemistry. And what she noticed in her family was that her older members of the family were healthier than the younger ones. In the older spectrum, her older relatives also were the ones that had stayed close to eating their traditional diet. So she was questioning why her older relatives were healthier than the younger relatives. And that's what started her on her quest to look at traditional foods and the importance of eating our ancestral diet. And now she's a medical doctor. She's extremely busy. She's written this brilliant book, and she's out influencing and helping her patients to get well through nutrition.
We'll take a quick break. We're talking to Pam Colleen, nutritional consultant from London, Ontario, who sent me this story in terms of how nutritional thinking is changing, for instance, in the NBA, and how guys who never gave it a second thought and who use their bodies in a very, very demanding sport. I mean, you and I don't use our bodies in such a demanding way that NBA players do, but could you imagine the benefits? I mean, if we changed our diet as well. These guys have found some real positive changes when they re-examined their diet. So we'll talk to a little bit more with Pam Colleen when we come back. It's 11:15. This is News Talk 610 CKTV.
Gonna have a bag of toys to give the grown-ups and the girls and boys. So dig. Santa comes up big.
20 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is News Talk 610 CKTB. Pam Colleen joining us on the program, nutritional consultant in London, Ontario, and talking about a great article on CBSSports.com by Ken Berger about Dr. Kate Shanahan and her book Deep Nutrition and how it's been adopted by the Los Angeles Lakers. And how these elite level athletes are looking at the food they ingest and realizing, boy, oh boy, we put a lot of crap in our bodies. And I'm wondering if this is going to be, do we think it's going to carry over? Is it just a continuing, I guess we're seeing slowly but surely our thoughts about food. But I think this could really act as a catalyst, because once high profile elite athletes do it, it's like, well, of course, they're concerned about their body. If they're seeing results, maybe I would as well.
That's right. And hopefully some of these athletes will get smart and realize that they shouldn't be endorsing products like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. You know, I mean, these guys in the LA Lakers have figured it out to the point where they're actually drinking things like raw milk and eating lacto-fermented foods and eating bone broth.
So yeah.
Looking at diet in its totality and seeing the benefits, feeling the benefits of all of the foods that they're integrating into the diet. So not only are they introducing the nutrient-dense foods into their diet, they're eliminating the foods that have been sabotaging their health for many, many years. And there's an interesting quote in this article from Steve Nash, and he's saying that the infusion of healthy fats and oils, and those would be from mostly the animal fats there, of course, helped him recover from a broken leg last season. And other players are also reporting that their joints aren't as sore and their muscle recovery is better. So they're just feeling the physical benefits, which for them is important in terms of their elite athleticism and so on. But they're not just eating more animal fat, Tom. They're eating all sorts of other ancestral foods in the diet. And that's what's causing these great results.
Do you think, though, combined with their daily strenuous athleticism, that they see changes faster than the average person because they have to metabolize and process a lot more food, that maybe their system works a little faster? I mean, they do an intense workout every day, and this is why recovery is so important for them. I mean, because they can't be tired. I mean, they're playing 82 games a year. They're practicing every other day. They're flying all over the country. So, I mean, it really plays havoc with the body. But do you think because of the exercise, they are in a better position than most of us?
No, I don't think it's the exercise at all. I think it's their youth. You know,
okay,
I think
well, all right, that helps.
If you're still in your 20s and your 30s, you have a way better chance at healing than you do if you're in your 60s or 70s, for example. So I think it's their youth that's on their side. You know, we've talked about this before. Our bodies are really not designed for a lot of aerobic activity. And so that aerobic activity is very, very hard on the adrenal glands. And wouldn't you know it, the best fuel for the adrenal glands is going to be animal fat. And so if you can increase your animal fat intake and help support your adrenal glands, it might help counteract a lot of the stress from high-end sports. But you still need to learn how to relax those adrenal glands, because if you can't let those adrenal glands relax in the long run, it's going to be to your detriment.
Speaking of adrenal glands, if I can just quickly switch.
You like this topic, don't you, Tom?
Well, I mean, but I just want to quickly switch because some people, I don't know, maybe because now I have kids, I'm just like, I just enjoy Christmas so much more through them. I don't find it stressful. I just want to enjoy the people I'm with, just enjoy the season. I don't find it that stressful. I don't find shopping that stressful. I'd like to get rid of stress, you know, or I minimize, I just let it roll off my back. But for some people, the end of the year, for various reasons, and one of them is including Christmas, is such a stressful time. That it is, and I mean, I assume that your body is just releasing, you know, massive amounts of cortisol,
right,
in order to deal with this. What's a great way to, not just an activity to de-stress, but what do you say to your clients who are looking to de-stress?
Well, one of the first things my clients have to do in order to get well is they have to learn to say no. They have to set boundaries. We live in a fast new world that is synthetically derived, that, you know, this idea that we're supposed to be busy from 7 o'clock in the morning till we go to bed at night, that's not normal and it's not natural. It's not healthy. And so one of the toughest things I have to do with my clients is to harness them in and get them to learn how to relax. And I can tell you that's one of the toughest things I have to do with my clients.
But if I don't go to that Christmas party or if I don't go to see my relatives like I've done for the last 40 years, they'll be extremely disappointed in me.
Yeah, but what's going to happen to the quality of your life because you can't say no, right? And
yeah.
So when you're feeling overwhelmed, part of that has to do with the fact that the adrenal glands have been worn down, right? Because the adrenal glands are supposed to be in a parasympathetic mode. They're supposed to be in a state of resting and digesting. They're not supposed to be frenzied, right? And so when we push our adrenal glands beyond their capacity, then you can't deal with any little stressor. Your nervous system is essentially fried. So you can't handle Christmas. You can't handle Christmas shopping. You don't enjoy life as much as you should simply because your body is so busy being in stress mode. So it's hard to enjoy the pleasures of life as long as the body's focused on that stress. And you're right, it's stemming from the adrenal glands. So we have to nurture those adrenal glands. And one way to do that is to make sure you're getting enough animal fat in the diet. Another way to do that is to learn how to, as I always say today, it's an expression that kids always say, chillax. You have to learn how to chillax. And if you can't chillax, it's going to wear you down in the long run.
All right, so I can't cut out the visits because I've already committed. So what you're suggesting is if you're going to visit with relatives, hit the cheese plate as the first step.
Cheese plate. You still want to cut it short. You want to go to bed early that night. You want to sleep in. You need about 9 hours of sleep every night. If you're not getting 9 hours of sleep every night, it's hard to be in a restorative state for the adrenal glands. So all of my clients know they're to sleep 9 hours a night. If you're not having high quality sleep, then, you know, that's a big, big problem. And I can tell you it's an epidemic today. And part of that has to do with the fact that we do not know how to get those adrenal glands into what is known as that wonderful parasympathetic state.
Well, while I have time off, I will do my best to get at least 9 hours sleep. I am fairly stress-free in the holidays. My shopping is all done. I get along with my relatives. I barely have to travel. I will come back better and healthier in 2014 because of it.
You'll totally recharge those adrenal glands then.
I totally will. I got the next 2 weeks off.
I love it. And make sure that you save some gravy for me, Tom. When I come through your neck of the woods, I want to be able to have some of that wonderful gravy.
Oh, and it's the first time I've ever done it with turkey broth.
Good. Oh, it'll even be that much better.
Yeah, I'll save you some. Always a pleasure, Pam Colleen.
Always a pleasure, too. And you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, Tom.
You too. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk in the new year.
Take care. Okay.
28 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is News Talk 610 CKTV.